The American Health Care Act, which would repeal and replace Obamacare, is encountering stiff resistance. Even in places that voted Republicans, such as the Ohio Valley, protests are popping up as the bill moves to the Senate. As Mary Meehan reports, some opponents are newly motivated by a recent medical study on life expectancy. It found that, unlike most of the country, parts of the Ohio Valley have seen lifespans get shorter.
Small but vocal groups opposed to the new health care proposal are beginning to make themselves heard. Groups like this demonstrating on a recent morning along a busy intersection in the heart of Lexington. Eight protesters hold signs shaped like tombstones. They are hoping Governor Matt Bevin and Representative Andy Barr will catch a glimpse on their way to a press event down the road.
Well, I don't know whether they're honking it for us or they're honking it, somebody's in their way.
That's Peter Wedland. He's dressed as the Grim Reaper and is part of Indivisible Bluegrass. The group's website says it aims to resist Trump's agenda. Today, the focus is the AHCA. A recent high-profile medical study put the debate in stark relief. That study of life expectancy showed that in some parts of the country, people now can expect to have shorter lives than their parents did. Eight of the counties with the country's worst declines are all in Kentucky.
Lifespan is going down. It's actually the worst in Hal Rogers' 5th District.
Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia contain 27 of the top 50 counties with shorter lifespans. Wedland finds it hard to understand why elected officials support a bill that could hurt their people. Of the 25 congressmen representing the region, 17 voted for the AHCA. A spokesman for Representative Barr confirmed the congressman's strong support of the bill this week. Demonstrator Susan Pfister thinks Barr's choice is bad for those in his district who stand to lose coverage. A chronic illness makes moving difficult. She reads from the sign she's propped in her lap.
This says, Valvoline provides jobs, Barr and Bevin provides misery. Stop the AHCA.
Pfister retired after leading two health clinics in Lexington that serve mostly poor people on Medicaid. She's worried that if approved, the AHCA would require one of those clinics to close. Hours after Pfister and Indivisible took to the sidewalk, the community group called the People's Campaign set up in a hotel conference room across town. Coleman Elridge worked with former Governor Steve Beshear to expand Medicaid in Kentucky. He says he's worried legislators will follow through on the promises to repeal Obamacare.
We have to be true to our cause before the worst happens, because my fear is that we're going to get back to a place very quickly where people die.
Elridge's story provides the personal details behind the region's grim mortality statistics. When he was 3, his father killed himself. When he was 14, he remembers his mother getting very ill. The family first prayed and then called the town veterinarian, the only doctor they knew. The vet said she had to go to the hospital, but his mother said no. In defiance of his mother, Elridge called an ambulance.
Oh, I'm trying not to cry. The reason it still resonates with me to this day is because I think about if I just said, "You're right, Mom, I won't call," and I buried my mother because of pneumonia.
Elridge says he doesn't want other people to have to make that kind of tough choice, especially in the Ohio Valley, where geography seems tied to destiny. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. You'll find this story and other stories from the Ohio Valley Resource, from Kentucky Public Radio, and from the WEKU newsroom when you visit the website weku.fm. And we're interested in your feedback about our stories and everything else on WEKU. WEKU at eku.edu, 859-622-1657.